Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. 8 art galleries in Monroe and West Monroe will be on display Thursday evening for all to enjoy, food, drink, and music included. Ann Bloxham Smith and Kelsey McGrary are with the Downtown Art Alliance and join me in studio for a preview. Kelsey and Ann, welcome to Land Yap.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you guys. Kelsey, we were just talking a minute ago about how each time the Art Alliance puts on this crawl, there's always so much going on, but you say there's even more going on this time around.
That's right. You know, after what our community's been through, we're really excited just to get out and host an absolutely free event for both cities to enjoy. And it is in both downtowns, so you can crawl or walk or drive to either side. It's both on Antique and Art Alley. And this time, the thing I think we're most excited about is that we're going to be hosting Code Blue and the Flatliners down Art Alley. So they're going to be rocking down there from about 6 until 9:30.
All right, and let's talk about these galleries. There's 8 of them, so we have a lot to get to.
I don't know how we're going to get to all of them, but let's start on Art Alley. Sugar Gallery has its regulars, but they also have some guest artists this time. Callie White and Elisa Posey. Elisa is one of their regulars, but the two of them are going to be on the landing at Sugar doing a collaboration called Hoop Girls. And also mixed media glass artist Lisa Duchesne has a mosaic and stained glass pieces. And Jeff Delfit, who's a radiologic technologist, he's doing his first show as a photographer, so that's pretty exciting. So all that'll be going on at Sugar Gallery.
Let's talk about the Upstairs Gallery.
Yeah, well, Upstairs is going to have 2 guest artists. The show is called An Evocative Juxtaposition. Patricia Tate Jones from Ruston is going to be there with her mixed media paintings. Also, sculptor Bill Ayers from Mandeville is going to be there, and he's got metal sculptures. These are really a great variety, small, you know, like tabletop-type sculptures, up to 7-foot-tall pieces. So I'm really excited about seeing the Upstairs Gallery show this time.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the Big Room Gallery. We have a lot of resident artists who are going to be featured there.
Sure. We our regular resident artists, Emily Caldwell, Anna Schrieffer, Amy Uchley, and Jason Byron Nelson will be there. And the big spring treat that we have is Sue Sarter, who lots of folks locally know Sue for her wonderful art, you know, with Code Blue and the Flatliners outside. That's her husband, Walter Sarter.
So she's going to be the guest artist.
So she's going to be the guest artist inside at Big Room. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And Kelsey, you are, as president of the Downtown Arts Alliance, do you have any particular favorite gallery?
I don't think I can say that on air, but I will say a show that all of us are pretty pumped about is Caroline Youngblood over at the Palace. She's super popular in this area. She does a lot of Louisiana imagery, and so this latest series is brand new. No one's seen it before, and it's here for one night only before it moves down to Lafayette. That's in the Palace Gallery, and we're going to be selling commemorative posters for the show. So if you can't quite afford a Youngblood and you want to have that in your home, you can definitely purchase a poster that will commemorate the date, the time, and the location where you saw the show.
Okay, and for people who aren't aware of the Downtown Gallery Art Crawl, how did it get started?
Well, you had a group of artists about almost 10 years ago, and they saw where we had a gap. We needed something that was free, something that could educate the public and the community as to what fine art is and what it can be. And so it's just kind of grown from there. It's expanded. We've grown into 8 galleries. We're now, you know, we've got an extra one on the West Monroe side called Rumo's. It's Rumo's Barbershop, and they're going to be showing Katie Minyard. She's an up-and-coming artist in this area, and just doing some really cool and creative things over there as well as on Art Alley. We've also expanded down past the River Market into the Garrett House, and the Garrett House is going to be showing Geneva Academy's students. They work really hard, and once a year they put on a big, huge shindig for all of their parents and their friends and just the community to come out and see what they're doing as far as classical education goes. So the crawl has really grown from what it was initially, which I think was about 3 galleries down Art Alley.
Yeah, just on Art Alley. Yeah. And now it's Monroe and West Monroe. We really are proud of the fact that it's across the river. And I want to mention Arinder Gallery.
Yeah.
Since she won't. Arinder Studio and Gallery. The show is called Half Full, and it's curated and participated in by Brooke Foy, who's a ULM artist. and Emery Thibodeau, Amy Freeman, and Jessica Slaughter. Those names should jump out to people because these are wonderful, wonderful creative artists. And I'm excited about it because a lot of these pieces show different looks at domestication,
right,
of especially the women's view of everyday life.
And we're just coming out of Women's History Month, so they really wanted to collaborate and to show what it's like to be a woman in this modern home or to be a working mother. And it's all, you know, it's four different views of domesticity, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to say there's a lot of relevancy there, especially mm-hmm. with this having just celebrated that month. And let's talk about the Rumo's Gallery.
Yeah, Rumo, as Kelsey mentioned, is going to be Katie Minyard. She's a photographer, and so she's new to the crawl, and this is going to be pretty exciting. Curator there is Austin Bantel, and he does a great job of pulling that together. And then right down the street and across Antique Alley from Rumo's is the River Gallery, the Washita River Art Gallery, and you know, they have like 30 artists. They're the oldest and largest art cooperative in the state. And that's pretty exciting that they're going to be showing Rachel Hudnall and their other artists. And all of this is brought to us by not just the Downtown Arts Alliance, but our sponsors. Louisiana Pain Care leads the way there in the sponsors.
Ann Bloxham Smith and Kelsey McCreary joining me in discussion about the Downtown Gallery Crawl, featuring eight galleries in Monroe and West Monroe, Thursday, April 7th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And where can people go for more information?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.downtowngallerycrawl.com, or they can go to Downtown Gallery Crawl on Facebook as well.
And we almost got through all of the galleries, but people will have to come to see the rest of them.
That's right. We have a lot going on for you guys.
That's the exciting part. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.